Lori Rose, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for inviting me. I'm glad to be here.
Now, we heard this week that construction is set to begin on a new section of the Pufferbelly Trail. Can you tell us a little bit about that trail and about the new section?
Yeah, we're really excited to be starting the construction of the next section of the Pufferbelly. The portion that we broke ground on this week will go from DuPont Road, where the YMCA is located, up to Carroll Road. It's a 1.25 mile section, and it will actually be doubling the mileage of the existing Pufferbelly Trail, which the existing piece right now goes from DuPont South down to Wallen Road.
What kind of effort does it take to get even one section of trail planned and opened?
It takes a lot of pieces coming together, and something that we have to remember, even though it's not an easy thing to do, but once we have these trail connections in place, they are part of the fabric of our community for generations to come, well into the future. So these trails that we're building, they're not only for us, but they're for our grandchildren's grandchildren, hopefully. This section took a lot. It actually, the seeds for this section were begun and planted in about 2004. That was when volunteers started to study the Pufferbelly Corridor. It's an old rail bed, which really serves as a nice connector for trails, for biking and walking, because it's off the road, it's scenic, it's many parts are tree-lined if we can preserve them, and it connects directly in a linear fashion to so many destinations. So we've got high-density residential connected with corridors like DuPont that will have a trail along it. So users of the Pufferbelly Trail have access to restaurants and amenities in that area, all the way down into downtown with relatively few street crossings in between.
This is a relatively dense residential area that this new section of the trail will pass through. Did you encounter a lot of resistance? Folks maybe didn't want to say a public trail through their backyards?
I wouldn't say a lot. You know, anytime that you are making a significant change to an area, not everyone is going to love that. We've received a ton of support from these neighborhoods. There are actually residents in these neighborhoods who have volunteered for the trails for many years. There's a team of residents in the area who put on the Pufferbelly 5K and do all the logistics for us. There have been a few concerns along the way where homes were, I would say, closest to the trail. And what we've done in the city really deserves a lot of credit here, because the city did the engineering for this piece, and they've worked hand in hand with these homeowners on the actual alignment of the trail, moving it as far away from yards and everything as they could, while also preserving as many mature trees as they could, so balancing all of those interests.
Given the visibility of this section of the trail, do you anticipate this being a really good thing? You know, more visibility, more folks seeing your work and the work of the city and seeing the value of the trail system?
Absolutely. The area where this section of the Pufferbelly is being built, it's one of the most highly used areas of the trails. Right now we have infrared trail counters out on 8 different sections of the Fort Wayne trails. And the one near the Pufferbelly and Solomon Farm sees the highest numbers every single month. And that's just showing us that people in that area are going around and around and around and back and forth on the Pufferbelly because they have nowhere else to go. So by doubling the mileage of the Pufferbelly, we think we'll see a whole lot of use from residents in the area. They'll be able to connect to the Parkview YMCA when the trail down DuPont is completed. That will elevate the use even further. So I think this will be a huge asset to that part of the community.
So what else, given this momentum now, what else is in the works? You know, we see a lot of about the Pufferbelly Trail, about the River Greenway. Do you have plans for other parts of the city, say the southeast side?
We do. We have active projects right now in every single quadrant of Allen County. And that's our mission, exactly what you're saying, is to expand the reach equitably, especially the most underserved areas, which by nature of the history are the northeast and the southeast side. So we're really excited to work with neighborhoods and residents in those areas. make sure that we understand what their priorities are so that we can advocate with them and further connectivity as soon as possible.
What are some of the roadblocks that I guess you see ahead in continuing to develop the trail system? I mean, you know, government budgets are tight, not just here, but all over the country. Are there a lot of challenges that that you need to get over here yet?
There are some. I mean, there's, what's the saying? If it were easy, everyone would be doing it. Budgets and funding are always a challenge. We really want to let the community know that the grassroots that formed our, that helped form our trail network is still so essential. Even though we're called Fort Wayne Trails, we're still a non-for-profit. We still rely on those grassroots supporters and donors and volunteers to keep this momentum moving forward. Mm-hmm. And then as we move forward, we also want to make sure that we can protect corridors for the long term and really protect the long term visioning. So as development expands further and further outward, we really want to make sure that we're working in conjunction with policies so that corridors are still preserved for safe pedestrian travel.
Lori Rose is Executive Director of Fort Wayne Trails. Lori, thanks very much for taking time out for us today.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.